Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And James is struggling today because I got a new desk, top of my desk, and replaced it, and I had to seal it. And it has to sit for 48 hours before you can put things on top of it and actually use it. So I'm sitting on my chair in the living room holding my microphone. And it's a struggle. And in the move, there's moving stuff around. There's a volume button on the microphone that controls the sound that comes through the headphones.
And wow.
I didn't realize I had turned it all the way down. So I couldn't hear anything at the very beginning when we first started. I was like, wait, I thought the sound had changed on the computer and it was coming through my AirPod Maxes, and then I was like, no, I just realized I need to turn it on up on the actual microphone itself. So we're all good now.
Yay! I'm glad that we're all good now.
So anyways, today we're going to talk about one of my all-time favorite movies, Ever After, A Cinderella Story. That's the full title. Ever After, A Cinderella Story. And I'm just going to talk about how I got the movie and the very first time I actually saw it. So whenever I was little, my dad had worked at I don't remember if it was ABB, if it was Westinghouse or Otis Elevator, but he worked at a factory. And every year during Christmas, they would have a Christmas party. And part of the Christmas party is you would be given, like, the kids would be given a gift from the company, and you would get to open it. Well, I opened mine, and it was a VHS tape of the movie Ever After. And somebody came over and like, oh, sorry, that's a girl's tape. That is a girl's gift. Do you want to switch it out for something else? And I said, no. This is my gift. It was meant for me. And I took it and I watched it, and it became one of my all-time favorite movies.
Valid. Super valid.
It's like, don't tell me this is a girl's gift. This is the gift that was meant for me. It came into my life and it said, you will love me forever.
It did. It truly did. Wow. I love that for you. What a great story.
Yeah.
I don't remember the situation around me getting to see it for the first time. But I remember being like, hopelessly obsessed with Drew Barrymore, and like I wanted to look like her so bad.
Yeah,
so bad growing up. Like, she was one of my favorite actresses. I was obsessed with her. I used to try to cut my hair like hers, but here's the problem with doing that is Drew Barrymore has straight hair and I have curly hair.
It's like crazy curly. Like, think of what's her name? Annie. But now, instead of like how they like were really, really tight curls, now your curls have kind of fallen, and it's kind of like Annie has been washed and brushed so many times.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So my hair is definitely, they're not as tight.
It's not as curl. My hair is definitely not as curly as it used to be. But it's just, I just remember being devastated every time. Like, this time it's going to work. This time it's going to work. And then, no, it never worked because I had curly hair. And so I would cut my hair short like hers to do that cute bob. But because I had curly hair that wouldn't stay straight, I just look like a boy.
No, I think so. My favorite part, I love this movie. Like I said, I love it. And I just like the way that it tells the story of Cinderella in a different way. And it's less she's getting saved by the prince and more she's more annoyed by the prince and like falls in love with him through the story. Mm-hmm. And there's more interaction than just a night at the ball.
Right.
Like, there's actually a reason for them to be in love and actually have a relationship with each other, other than one night at a ball dressed up as someone that she's not even, she isn't.
Right. I think one of my favorite parts about it is not just the storyline itself, which is fantastic, but like the amount of details that they put into this, like Leonardo da Vinci is in it. Like they really went for like an actual time in place. And like, it was really, I love that tie-in. I like that little bit of historical in my fiction.
Yeah. And I do like the, I don't know how accurate they are, but like the costuming of this movie is so good. And like, yeah, there are some colors that probably wouldn't have been seen in the time period that the movie was supposed to be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
But the colors and the fabrics and the clothing that they do use and they do like feature throughout the movie is relatively accurate. Like, I don't know, like the composition of them. Obviously, they probably couldn't get the same materials because they're either no longer produced anymore or they're so expensive to produce for a movie. It didn't make sense to budget like. To budget right. for them, but they the look and feel of the whatever cloth or material they did use is very similar to what you would if you go to like a museum and you see clothing from that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And like the bustles that they put in, the way that they kind of, it's not just it's not just dress, it's like there's an undercoat, there's bloomers, there's all of it is all included in every single piece of it, and you get to see like the fine details of the clothing that would have been in the same time period that the video that the movie was taking place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the one piece that I love and is my favorite is, it's not even like the one, like I obviously I love the dress that she wears with the wings to the ball.
Right.
But it's like the very first one that she puts on that's that gorgeous dark blue.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
It's amazing.
Honestly, she just looks good in everything she wears throughout the whole movie, in my opinion.
Yeah. But like the, not even, it's not even the discussion, like the movie goes so much further into like the way that people lived at that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Than like the traditional Cinderella story, because obviously Cinderella is all about the fantasy of making like falling in love with a prince and becoming a princess, whereas this, it talks about like the mom or the stepmother married into this family, the mother or the two sisters treated her like garbage, kicked her out of her room, and like that's all obviously in the original Cinderella story. But then it goes into like showing how far they fall after her dad dies, and like the what they have to do to like sell off, like she's selling off pieces of her house.
Mm-hmm.
To keep up this facade that they're still wealthy and they still have money, so that right. she can throw these lavish parties and wear these lavish clothes, and then she's turning on her staff. And so that it doesn't look like she has to fire her staff because she can't pay for them. She's saying that they're stealing from her and that's why she's firing them.
Right.
And like by the middle of the movie, she's got bare bones staff and it's mainly Cinderella that's doing all of the work. And then like the kitchen staff, like there's, I think, a total of maybe 3-4 people working the grounds and working in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else is being done by Cinderella and everything else is being done by that's her name's not even Cinderella in the movie.
Mm-mm.
What is her name in the movie?
Danielle.
Danielle de Barbarac is what she goes by, though. Is it Danielle?
I thought it was Danielle, but...
Let's see. Yeah, it's Danielle de Barbarac, but she goes by something else whenever she talks
to... She goes by her mom's name at one point.
Yeah. So she's like, she's taking care of it all, and they call her Cinderella because she falls asleep reading next to the fire. And that, I think that's partially in the original Cinderella movie, but I don't really remember not the reading part, but her falling asleep next to it, and that's why they call her being dirty from cleaning the fire or the
She's supposed to be covered in cinders and ash. fun fact about the Cinderella story is that the oldest version of it that we are aware of is from ancient Egypt. And it's, I believe the Cinderella character's name is Rhodopis. And she's an enslaved person. And she's, you know, worked very, very hard. And one day she accidentally meets the prince and they fall in love and he buys her away from her owner kind of situation.
Yeah. And like, this is kind of in alignment with that, except he doesn't buy her away. So as part of the, as the movie goes on, and if you haven't watched this movie, it was in 1998. So where have you been? And get on our level because it's an amazing movie. But anyways, so part of the movie, as it goes through, we find out that she has been selling the like candlesticks, the tapestries, everything that kind of can come, can fetch money is basically how they say it. It's worth something. She's been selling it to this guy that's kind of a French pervert and is like obsessed with Danielle de Barbarac, the Cinderella in this story. And he eventually wants, like, basically what they do is she makes a trade. Angelica Houston, the Baroness, Romilla De Gant, and this isn't coming from memory. I'm looking at the IMDb page right now. She basically like makes a deal with him and says, I will trade you Danielle de Barbarac for all of my things. And I think like a little bit of gold or something like that as well. And he makes the deal. So she basically sells her stepdaughter to this like pervert who just wants to kind of is obsessed with Danielle de Barbarac. And it's not so much like the way that he treats her is garbage. He like shackles her. She's wearing rags and she's not being broken down. And at the end of it, she fights him and basically says that she's going to cut him from his navel to his nape if he doesn't let her go. And she said her father was like an expert marksman, although I don't think he actually was. So she was bluffing the entire way. And she's just like, she fought for her own freedom and left and was able to leave. And as she was leaving, the prince rolls up and he's like, oh, hey, come with me. And then it like goes to this amazing shot of the queen. And one thing I've kind of left out is Melanie Lynskey, who's one of the stepsisters, actually is nice to Danielle de Barbarac and is like friend with her and kind to her, and she's trying to help her as much as she can while still being in good graces with her mother and her sister.
Right.
And then we cut to the scene where at the close, almost the end of the movie, where she's called. So the Baroness is called up to the Queen and is basically, she's going to be exiled. And I think actually even executed for treason because she lied to the Queen. And she, somebody, she's like, well, unless somebody can speak for you and kind of bear, like ask for forgiveness and basically speak to the person that you can be. And it's like quiet and she's looking around. She's like, it looks like people have lost their tongue or something like that. And she just keeps looking around. And then from the back, you can see this figure come in and she's dressed in royal clothing. And it's Danielle de Barbarac. And she said, I will speak for her. It's the best line in the movie. And she's like, I don't wish you any ill will or something like that. But she's basically like, I just want you to be treated the way that you treated me. And like, you can see it in Angelica Houston's face. Her face breaks and she's like, oh God, what am I going to have to do now? And then she says, I will not think of you from this day forward, but I believe you will think of me every day. because she makes her like a servant in the castle. Mm-hmm. And one of the funniest scenes is them walking through and she's like, Angelica Houston is telling people what to do. And she's pointing at like all this stuff and she's telling someone what to do. And then this woman comes up and she says this funny line, and I don't remember what the line is right now, but then she hits her with a bag of clothes and pushes her into this it's a lye collar mixture. Mm-hmm. Because they're dyeing fabric, and it's mainly like, I want to say there's urine in it because they used urine a lot back in those days.
Oh yeah, they did.
To collar clothing. And it's like they pop up and they're like this pale blue green color. Their skin has been dyed this pale blue green color.
Yes. In one of the original tellings, the stepsisters, in like the original Grimm's fairy tale, the stepsisters, at the very end, they cut off their noses and like are horrifically mutilated. They just like hang out in front of the castle like beggars.
Yeah. And I think that's the part that I really enjoyed in this movie is like the fact that one of the stepsisters was horrible to her and she was just like her mother. But then the other one was so kind. Well, kind to a point. She wasn't extremely kind because she obviously was still kind of shit to her. But in the end, she kind of helped her with everything. She helped her get to the actual ball while she was dressed up like her. She was wearing her mother's wedding dress. And then she like helped her at the end, like get into the castle. And it's a funny line. And the mom looks at her and she goes, I would hate to think that you had something to do with this. And she goes, I'm just here for the food. Funny line.
It is a great line.
I really enjoyed Melanie Lynskey in this movie too. And then Megan Dodds, who played the other sister. She's a great like villain, kind of like ditzy, bitchy blonde character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I really care for Duggery Scott, who plays Prince Harry? Not really. I mean, you could have put him in any other prince or any other actor, and it probably would have been just fine too.
True. I personally, one of the things that I like is that the prince isn't the most memorable character.
Yeah.
It's like you just said, he could be literally replaced with any other actor and it'd be just fine. Because the movie in the end is about women. And like the power that a woman does have, even in that time frame. Like, I don't know.
Like even the sentencing from like the queen, she wasn't getting sentenced by the king. She was being talked to by the queen.
Right.
And everyone was listening to the queen and he was just sitting there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm looking at the description that it has on the Disney Plus, because there's like the little tiles at the top that has pictures, and then there's like some of the information. Disney Plus, it says, a young woman falls in love with a prince while pretending to be a princess. That's not true. She wasn't pretending to be a princess.
Right.
She was pretending to actually be something that she was by birthright, because her husband was the one that was the Baron. And Angelica Houston became a Baroness because she married into the family.
Right.
So her role should have actually been Baroness, but or what would maybe, maybe not Baroness. What would her role be?
I feel like if she had married like in her station, like she would have been on par with Baroness.
Yeah. I thought there was something else, like Duchess or something.
I feel like a Duchess is higher than a Baroness.
Oh.
I don't know.
Do they even use those terms anymore? Like, I know Duchess and Dutch, like Duchess of York and that's all still a thing, but is Baron and Baroness still a thing?
I guess only in places where they have ruling classes like that. But like, I don't think it's as big a deal as it was back then. I mean, but I don't know. I don't keep up with aristocracy. He's looking up something because he's looking very intently.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it's still a thing. And the British, oh, it's the lowest grade of nobility. Oh, wow. Below dukes, marquesses, earls, and viscounts.
Viscount.
Viscount, thank you. A baroness is the same rank as a baron. In the United Kingdom, a baroness can be a member of the House of Lords. So it's still a thing.
They're just the lowest. So nobody cares.
Basically, yeah. And what's sad is Donald Trump named one of his children Baron.
Yeah.
Which also is something that you use to describe a wasteland, barren wasteland, and someone who is unable to have children.
Yeah. But it's a different spelling.
I know. I just think it's why would you choose that as a name for a child?
I don't know, to be honest.
I do like the... So there, it says 75% of people liked this movie from Google users. And then in the description down here, it does go into a lot more detail than what they have on Disney Plus, because that's all people want to know is, oh, it's a Cinderella movie. Let's watch it. It says, this updated adaptation of the classical fairy tale tells the story of Danielle, Drew Barrymore, a vibrant young woman who is forced into servitude after the death of her father. Danielle's stepmother, Rodmilla, who's played by Angelica Houston, is a heartless woman who forces Danielle to do the cooking and cleaning while she tries to marry off her own two daughters. But Danielle's life takes a wonderful turn when she meets the charming Prince Henry, Duggery Scott. Also, what a name, Duggery Scott.
Right.
And then the man that played Leonardo da Vinci is Patrick Godfrey. Also a crazy, awesome name.
Agreed.
Queen Mary is played by Judy Parfitt. Who played the king? There's a person on here called Short Bald Man.
Everyone gets a piece of the pie.
Timothy West is played or plays King Francis.
Okay.
Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about the movie? I think everybody should see it at one point, whether you love it or not. There is an option down here that says how historically accurate is. What says not very historically accurate. Which I can kind of make sense.
I mean, but, yeah, it's still a fairy tale.
But the reasons it says is it compresses time and combines historical figures into a fictional story. Well, obviously. The characters King Francis, Prince Henry, and Leonardo da Vinci are loosely based on history.
Right. Well, I mean, you wouldn't expect a fairy tale to be completely historically accurate.
Oh, it does say overall the film is not very historically accurate, but it does include some historical references and accurate costumes. Which I agree with because they're relatively accurate for the time period that it was supposed to take place.
Costumes are some of my favorite parts. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, I know that it was torture, the amount of clothing that women had to wear back in the day. But I'm just like, but y'all looked so elegant.
Yeah. I mean, you would think at some point, they would just pass out because of how hot they would be. Right? Especially in the summer, wearing, 4 to 5 layers of clothes. Although, I wear, 3 shirts almost all the time.
I was going to say, Mr. Always Layered.
And it's I'm getting as bad on the bottoms as I am on the top too, because now I wear a pair of boxer briefs, gym shorts, and pants.
Why?
I don't know why. Well, for some reason, most of my pants, it's whenever I first wear them, whenever they get out of the washer and dryer and they're super hard, I will wear them one time, and I usually wear my pants like three times before I wash them again. They fit perfectly fine, but then throughout the day they stretch out, and if I'm not wearing a pair of shorts underneath, they'll just like start continue to slide down on my butt, because I have no butt. I have zero butt. It's just flat. It's not my fault. I don't know what I can do. So it's just like they just continue to slide down. So I have to wear my boxers or my boxer briefs and my gym shorts, and they fit fine.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
So that's the thing. Now you all know how I dress. All six of you that listen to this regularly. Oh, I did get a message from my friend out in California, and she goes, I'm glad you guys are back. I'm glad you're not sick anymore. I missed you last week.
Aww. We missed you too. And I love you, random citizen.
Right, I also like how they included the Brothers Grimm at the very beginning of it, going into the house of like the Grand Dame.
Yes, agreed.
The Grand Dame.
So the other thing that we were going to talk about today was we were going to do a smash or pass.
Yeah.
And hilariously, it's been a while since I looked at men as attractive.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty much fully a lesbian at this point, other than Nick. And so the first names that came to mind, okay, when I thought attractive men, number one was Tom Hiddleston. Number two was Chris Evans, which I don't know why I picked Chris Evans. I don't actually find him that attractive, but that was the name that came to mind. And then Chris Pratt. I had to look up. I had to search Google to get other names for this list to throw at you. So... Oh, it was really funny, and just it made me laugh a lot harder than it should have, to be honest, because I was just like, why can I not think of men?
Well, I mean, right now I can think of so that was the thing. I knew you were going to go that way because just like the way that you were messaging. And I was like, I wasn't even thinking like it doesn't even have to be men or women, like. Smash or pass, like my thing was smash or pass luxury goods. Do you like luxury goods? Do you think they're want those? Or are you saying I'm gonna pass?
Smash or pass is specifically
No, it's not. That's just how your brain that's just where your brain goes. You pervert.
No. No.
You pervert.
Hold on. Because I'm going to the internet right now. Okay, I'm going to the internet right now to look up smash or pass, because I guarantee you it's literally the definitions is a game in which players evaluate the sexual desirability of an individual, declaring whether they would hypothetically want to smash them or pass.
That doesn't mean that's the only thing that you have to pay attention to, you disgusting dirty bird.
It says the subject of discussion may be a celebrity, a fictional character, or an individual known personally to the players.
I don't care.
The game is literally... Okay, all right, hold on a second, because I'm gonna let Boris go outside, because I'm watching Bobby. Like, I know that y'all can't see where I'm at, but James can see that I'm in a different location. And
when you come back, we can play this smash or pass that was on BuzzFeed. It'll make it easier. And it is, I mean, yeah. But like I said, I was thinking like we could do a smash or pass, but like specific things too. Go let the dog out.
I'm going to let the dog out. You just, saying that I'm the pervert. Oh my God.
She is. She's very perverted. You all don't know her very well. She's a very perverted person. And she just kind of, she turns things that can be super innocuous into this disgusting, gross thought. And then she just twists it and uses it to her own disgusting, perverted mind. You're a liar.
Let me just pop in here and be like, liar, liar, ants on fire.
Uh-huh.
So this BuzzFeed quiz is not loading for me.
Well, that's because your computer's garbage.
I know. I got to get a new one.
I also looked up 11 gay heartthrobs, and Troye Sivan's on this list. He's tiny. He's a tiny little person.
He is a waif of a human being, yes.
Omar Apollo. I don't even know.
Live, I don't know who that is.
Live for me? I don't know. I don't know who this person is. Oh, he plays Doctor Who. The newest Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
Zane right. Phillips. Omar Ayasco. Jordan Fistman. Firstman, sorry.
I was like, Fistman? Oh my God.
Matt Literally, Bomer.
On. Oh, I personally do not find Matt Bomer attractive. Really in any shape, way, or form. I don't
Sometimes.
Think I've seen anything I've seen him in.
Jonathan Bailey is on this list.
Now, I do think Jonathan Bailey is attractive.
Jelani Aladdin.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. I don't know most of these people. Coleman Domingo.
Yeah, it is not letting me access this BuzzFeed quiz.
Jeremy Pope. Okay, well, I'll just go through it with you then.
Okay.
So the first one is Hannah Waddington.
Hannah Waddington.
I'll share my screen so you can see it too.
Okay. Because I'm like, I have no idea who that is. Oh. That's a pass for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's amazing. She also is like very vocal and... like as a person, she's like not super attractive, but she's also very tall. She's kind of on par to me with Gwendolyn Christie.
Okay, Gwendolyn Christie is a smash, for sure.
I would say smash. 11%. So people are agreeing with Sarah on this. Tom Sandoval.
Ew.
I don't know who this is. 81% of people agree with us, Sarah. We both said pass. Do you want to do this one? Charles Fulton. I don't know who this is. I don't know these people.
I kind of know who he is. Like, I've definitely seen him before. But I'm going to say pass.
I think he's attractive, but that hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I love his, like, jawline. Super angular. Love that. But I don't know. There's something about this pose in particular that
the pose and then like that smile, he kind of like,
right. He looks kind of like a creep.
He does. He's like, did you slip something into my drink? 73% of people agree with us. Pass. Jonathan Bailey.
Smash.
I'm kind of on the cusp. I don't know that like I think he's super attractive, but he is. Like, he is obviously attractive, but...
Right. I loved him in Bridgerton, and I loved him in Wicked.
Who's taking this?
Apparently nobody.
Because 25% of people said smash.
Only 25%? That's so... Okay. Anyway.
Shakira
is a smash every goddamn day. Forever. Shakira, yes.
This must be like Gen X and millennials that are taking this because they're very, like falling in line with Sarah, who's very, very millennial.
Listen.
Miley Cyrus.
Same age.
This isn't a very good picture of Miley Cyrus.
It's not a very good picture, but in general, she's a smash for me.
And 36% said smash. That's strange. Okay.
Oh my God. Will Smith.
Will Smith, but like... right after he slaps.
Yes.
What's his face? What was his name?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, yeah. I would say Smash.
Always a Smash for me.
I would say Smash, yeah.
Like, Will Smith and I have the same birthday. Don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that. All right. I don't know who this is.
I don't know who Maluma? This is either. Maluma. I mean, he's okay.
He's attractive.
Like, you can go with Smash.
People are I just don't think people like this game.
Rajay Jean Page is absolutely a Smash for me as well. Like,
I don't know who this is, but he's very attractive. Yeah, 28%. I don't.
Harry Styles is a pass for me.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole attraction with Harry Styles.
Tom Felton is also a pass for me.
Is that?
He played in Harry Potter. Yeah.
Pass. Pass, 84%.
Oh, damn. Jennifer Aniston. I mean, she's a smash for me, to be honest.
I think she's gorgeous and she continues to be gorgeous.
Oh, that one's the closest one I've seen, to be honest.
Yeah, 58 to 42.
Smash to 42% pass. I do not find Kylie Jenner attractive.
I don't find Kylie. My favorite, Kardashian Jenner is always and always will be Khloe Kardashian, because she's like the one that doesn't, like, she doesn't put up with the other Kardashian Jenner's bullshit. Mm. She calls them out a lot. I agree. I don't think she's very, like, she's pretty, but I think her attitude, to me, she's a pass. And
Matt LeBlanc. Joey. He's always going to be Joey to me. And there's something so smashable about Joey, and I don't know what it is.
I would smash his face into like cake.
Sure.
28% of people agreed with you, Sarah.
And said Leonardo smash. DiCaprio.
He's a creep.
He is a creep. Back in the day, I would have said smash, but nowadays, pass. Angelina Jolie. Smash.
I really don't know who's taking this.
I don't either. It was 39% smash and 61% pass. Justin Bieber's pass for me.
Pass every day.
Oh, Joe Keery. Okay. Joe Keery, I like him in the things that I've seen him in, but I don't, like, I would smash him in the smashing our hands together in a high five, but not
I don't know who this is.
Sexual smash.
What would I have known him from?
I don't know that you would know him from anything, actually, to be honest.
I would say pass, and 71% agree.
Dua Lipa is a smash.
Dua La Peep, as Trixie Mattel says.
I love her. Oh my God, G-Man. Oh, G-Man. Smash.
That hair is a pass for me.
That's fair. That is not his best hair.
I also don't like men with earrings.
I do.
I'm going to say pass. And 80% of people agree with me, Sarah. Ryan Reynolds.
Wild. Ryan Reynolds used to be a smash for me, but is no longer because of all this situation going on right now with him and his wife and Justin Baldoni. I'm just like, oh my God.
So, but is it like him or is it his wife?
It's both because apparently he put a ton of references to the situation in Deadpool, the newest Deadpool. And I watched the newest Deadpool before I realized that. And now that I'm watching it, now that I know, I'm like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Because I was like, man, this guy seems really familiar. It was because he was making fun of Justin Baldoni.
I don't know. I do think he's attractive, although the way that he kind of has been acting recently and the fact that Mint Mobile keeps coming up on all of my podcasts and it's always him talking and I'm just like, stop talking. In the very first commercial or ad that he ever did, he was like, I never said I wanted to endorse, but I'm like, but you keep endorsing it. Have someone else do it and stop talking.
Yeah. Seriously.
Niall Horan. Niall?
Oh, it's Niall.
I don't know who this is.
He's from One Direction.
Oh. Oh. I mean, he's attractive.
I mean, he's okay, but he's pass for me.
That's the thing with this game. It's like, do you base it on just the fact that they're attractive, or do you base it on the person themselves? Because I wouldn't know this person, so I would say, I mean, he's kind of attractive. I would say smash, but if he's a terrible person, I would say pass.
Right. Like, I don't think he's a terrible person. I just don't personally find him attractive. So, Jungkook is attractive, but he's a child. He is very young.
He does look childish. Childlike.
He's only in his early 20s. I'm pretty sure.
27.
Oh, he's 27? Oh my god, time is a weird soup.
So he's closer to our age. I think it's just because most Asian men look younger than they actually are.
I mean, that's true, but I should know better because I like the group he's in.
I mean, I would say pass.
I mean, he's still a pass for me as well. Shawn Mendes is also a pass for me.
Yeah, I think he is very attractive, but I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Margot Robbie.
Smash.
Yeah, she's gorgeous and amazing. Robert Downey Jr. is a perplexing person.
Because, like, weird opinion, I would smash, but also he's a little weird and he kind of weirds me out a little bit.
Like, he's the smash that afterwards you would feel dirty about.
Yes, but I would still smash.
Ralph Macchio.
Oh my god, they have the Karate Kid in here?
Pass.
But yes, pass. Ooh, Ian Somerhalder.
Ian Somerhalder.
Oh. Dead. Deceased. Oh, Tom Holland is also a smash for me. But that's because I think Tom Holland is adorable.
I don't get the fascination with Tom Holland.
He's really sweet. He's really sincere. I don't know. I just like him a lot. I like the way he treats Zendaya. I like, you know, I just like him.
I would say pass. That's one of the closer ones too. 54 to 46. 54 say smash. So do you want to play my portion of it and like put like what are some like brands that you think of and you would say smash or pass?
Sure. I don't know very many brands.
Or like consumerism. Do you smash or pass consumerism?
Pass on consumerism.
See, what it does to society, I say pass. The fact that I can see things that I really enjoy because of consumerism and things that like make like it drives innovation in like technology and like life-saving devices, smash in that sense. But what it does to society and like the breakdown of people only caring about money and having money, pass. So mine's a more philosophical question, less would I sleep with them or not, just based on the face card.
Okay.
So like, that was my first one, consumerism.
Consumerism was your first one.
Overall, I would say pass. Like maybe like if we're on like rated G to PG-13, I would kind of put it in line with like a PG-13, close to like NC-16.
Okay.
That makes sense.
No, but okay. I'm going with it.
All right.
I'm just over here trying to be supportive. Okay.
Like my thought process is how dirty would I get with these from like looking at movies, like what they would include in movies. That's where my brain went. And to me, it's like PG-13. So a little bit of like hugging, maybe some kissing, but nothing, not too much more. With
like one F word.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. To me, consumerism would be X.
X? As in you're taking the fist.
like, yeah, it feels like I'm taking a fit.
Yikes.
Like.
So in yours, it's consumerism is screwing you, not you're screwing consumerism.
Correct. Got it.
Speaking of consumerism, did you join the masses and do the no or the blackout yesterday?
I didn't know that there was a blackout yesterday.
It was a like don't purchase from any like specific stores and don't like basically don't spend any money on the 28th.
No, unfortunately, but I also didn't know that that was a thing that was happening. So.
I'm surprised you didn't, but I guess are you like not being as active on your social media right now?
Yeah, I'm. Let's see. I've been on social media a couple of times in the last few days, literally just saving like my photos.
Yeah.
And then occasionally posting something, but usually just posting about stuff that's other stuff that's happening, like this new Senate bill that they're trying to pass here. So
it was mainly like don't spend money at places that have recently got like done away with their DE&I program.
Okay, well, I think I did that. Maybe, probably not.
And then, like, if you did need to spend money, only spend it on like local small places and like spend cash.
Mm.
Which I don't have cash, and I never have had cash, so.
I don't have cash, but it's not because I don't want to have cash. I would actually prefer to have cash. But it's very difficult to find places that take cash. Because after COVID happened, a bunch of places here in particular went cashless.
Yeah, I don't really understand cash. Anyways, do you have a Smasher Pass this way? Or maybe like a this or that.
Okay. This or that. Okay. Coffee or tea?
So iced or cold or iced or hot?
Dealer's choice.
So if it's hot, then I'm going coffee. If it's cold, then I'm going tea.
Okay.
Because I prefer really like nice sweetened iced tea on a hot day. But I live for hot coffee. And I'm one of the gays that it's like, I'm not rattling my ice from my iced coffee because I prefer hot coffee. I really do just prefer hot coffee. And I'm sorry if that makes me closer to Gen X than it does millennial, but that's just me.
I am unfortunately the gay that he's talking about.
I don't know. For some reason, iced coffee to me, I can never get the sugar to disperse well enough or like the sweetener to just like whatever I'm using to make it not like as bitter as just plain black coffee, because I do like plain black coffee, like that's usually what I drink, except for I'll add like maybe a scoop of sugar into it. Mm-hmm. So that it like cuts a little bit of the bitterness.
Right. I like hot coffee, but I've noticed it's kind of weird, actually. I've noticed that I tend to drink way more coffee if I'm drinking hot coffee than if I drink iced coffee. And I think the reason for that is because with hot coffee, I only like hot coffee if it's warm, you know? Like, I don't want to drink it once it's gone cold.
Oh, yeah.
But my cold coffee, if my cold coffee is lukewarm, like that doesn't bother me. I don't know why, but that's just how my brain works.
That's weird. So to me, the one that I'm going to do is a this or that, and it's much easier for you. Apple or Android?
Android.
I'm Apple. Just because I like the way that the operating system works on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I like the way that the ecosystem works together. I am kind of getting annoyed with my AirPod Maxes, like the headphones that I just got for my birthday, because they sometimes switch from my phone to, or from my computer to my phone when I don't want it to. So it automatically switches sometimes and I don't want it to.
Weird.
But I like the way that, like, I can send a text message from my MacBook whenever I'm working on something, or like doing something. I can, if someone sends me a text message, I get it on my MacBook and I can respond to it there instead of having to grab my phone.
Right. I just hate Apple.
And I don't understand your reasoning. Like, why do you hate it so much? Because they're like one of the only companies that they're still going strong with their DEI program. They still like support a lot of like liberal movements. And I just really like the operating system. I like the customizable side of Android, but I just don't like how sometimes it's so clunky to do things.
See, one of the reasons that I don't like Apple is because they are the epitome of what I hate about technology. And that is specifically, like, in this instance, I'm specifically talking about like consumable technology, like laptops, watches, phones, things like that. I'm not talking about technology. Yeah. Is that they literally, for a long time, and it was proven that they did this, for a long time, they would do forced reboots and things like that on Apple phones, forcing people to end up having to get a new phone. Like,
so you're talking about like forced obsolescence?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah, I do. I agree. I think that's a bad thing with Apple.
That's one of the worst things about them, is that they are constantly doing like, oh, it has to be brand new. And I'm over here like, bro, we've got people who are starving across the world. We've got all kinds of homelessness issues. We've got all kinds of political issues right now. And you're worried about creating the newest phone? Like, you couldn't use that information and that intelligence to, I don't know, make the world a better place?
So my biggest thing with that is it, the company wouldn't continue doing it if the consumer wasn't okay with it.
Which is why I say the consumerism is fucking me.
And the consumer is the one that is like, they're saying, oh, I will go buy this brand new iPhone. And except for the only reason I'm getting it is because it's the newest. It's not because it's better than the other one. Because most of the iPhones recently that have come out, there hasn't really been that big of a difference. Aside from maybe they get a larger lens on a better camera, or they supposedly have a better operating system, but chip that makes them run faster. And there's not really anything else. My thing with Apple is there's no like real super like innovation in their design.
Yeah.
And it's more the components that go into it that they focus on, which is totally fine with me, because I'm like, I have the same iPhone. I didn't get a new iPhone for a long time. And then like, I have the 15 Pro Max, so I don't have the newest one, which is not that big of a deal to me. And the reason I didn't switch, because I didn't need a new one, but also I really like the color that my iPhone is, even though it's in a case all the time. And like, I just prefer iPhone, like the way that it works. I have both. I technically have both.
I know. I know you do. You just like technology, which is fine.
I love technology.
Like, totally fine. On a more personal note, one of the reasons why I hate Apple and refuse to support them is because I had an iPhone. And unfortunately, I had an iPhone during their forced obsolescence. And it, one day the phone just quit working. It deleted everything on it, including the last voicemail message I had from my Aunt Peggy.
Yeah.
And at that point, she had passed away. And it was all I had left of her. And then it was gone. And I will never forgive them for that.
But now everything's backed up to the cloud.
Yeah, but I don't want all my information backed up to the cloud because I don't need them to have all my information.
And I'm just over here like, sure, take it. I don't care. What are you going to do with it? What am I going to do with it?
I'm over here like, no, it's my data and I'm going to keep it. And you're over here like, yeah, sure, why not?
So I sent you another BuzzFeed that we can take if you want to. It's
let's see if it will actually load for me.
So the title of this is I'm sick of simply Rover and Scout. Can you please pick between these fun dog names? And I will say the first one, not super innovative.
I just love that this says BuzzFeed.com/GlitteryJaguar48.
That's funny.
It will not load for me, unfortunately.
That's weird. What's wrong with your computer?
I don't know. Like, it's, we're doing fine like this, but it was giving me an issue right before we started. So.
Well, I'll do the thing where I share my screen again and we can look at it together. So it's showing us a picture of a dog and it's saying, what would you name this dog? And the first one is a gorgeous golden retriever sitting in a little chair, and it's the names are Goldie, non-inventive, which I had a dog that was a golden retriever named Goldie. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon, Dexter, or Ember.
I would go with Cinnamon.
I would go with Dexter. So I'm going with Dexter because I like that.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy the naming dogs people names. Dexter has the most votes, 37%.
Okay.
And this is like a really fluffy white. I'm assuming it's like a Pomeranian. Yeah. And the options are Lady, Bailey, Pom Pom, or Pongo.
I don't like any of those options.
I don't either.
But out of those options, I would probably go with Pongo. Just because fucking...
Who? Yeah. 44% said Pom Pom. I don't agree.
No, I don't.
I would have leaned more towards Bailey than anything.
I only went with Pongo because 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So this one's a pug. And the options are Charlie, Biscuit, Peanut, or Mocha.
Charlie.
I don't know. For me, this dog, I don't know. I'm going to assume it's a male dog. It doesn't look like a Charlie to me. It looks more like a Peanut. So I'm going Peanut.
Okay.
35% of people agree with you. I know a Charlie. I knew a Charlie. His name was Charlie, and he was a gray pit bull. Mm. Loved him to pieces. One of my favorite dogs my friends have had.
Super, oh my sweet. God.
And this is a husky, and the options are Max, Loki, Blue, or Bolt.
First of all, if you are naming your husky after Loki, you are asking for a world of chaos.
I mean, you're already getting a husky, so you're going to get chaos anyway.
Right, but then you're going to name them after a chaos god? That sounds like a bad idea. I would go with Blue.
I would go with Blue, too. 48% of people said Loki.
Wild.
Oh, a chocolate lab.
He's a little baby.
And this one's a puppy.
I don't like any of these names.
I don't either. Penny, Coco, Fudge, or Chip. I would go with Chip just because it's like, to me, whenever I hear the name Chip, I think to Chip from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, see, I always go to Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Oh.
That tells you exactly the two people that are hosting this podcast. Oh, a Dalmatian.
Oh. Dalmatians are high strung.
They are. I just watched Cruella last night again.
I believe it.
I love that movie. It's a fun movie.
It's a good movie.
The options are S'more, Millie, Domino, or Jewel.
I'm going with S'more.
I love Millie for this dog.
That's fair. Millie is a good name.
And 35% of people believe or agree with me, and 47% said Domino. Very inventive. These people are stupid. I don't remember what kind of dog this is, but it's a very like fluffy. It looks kind of AI generated, actually, now that we're looking at it.
It does a little bit.
But it's like a fluffy, like curly haired dog.
Yeah.
I would never name a dog Fluffy.
I would never name a dog Fluffy.
Unless either. It's like one of those like Cane Corsos. Like giant muscular dog. Just scream Fluffy, and then you see this thing come and turn tearing down the road.
Yeah. Now I would name this doggo Teddy though, because I do like the name Teddy.
The other options are Peanut and Bella. And I already named another dog Peanut, so this one Teddy, and 62% of people agree with us. And then this one looks like a mix between a pomegranate, a Pomeranian, and I don't know what else it actually would be, but it's like a little, like one of those tiny white, like Pomeranian looking dogs that kind of also looks like, I don't know. But the options are Cream, Lola, Pancake, and Lucky.
I'm gonna go with Pancake personally.
I would go with Lola. I like that for this dog.
I don't know. I just, when I picture a Lola, I'm picturing like a standard poodle.
A tramp?
No. Oh,
and that was it.
That was it.
That was dumb. That was the end. Do you have any more like this or that's or smash or pass, but like the way that I was thinking?
I don't at this moment. What about you?
Not that I can think of. Well, smash or pass honey.
Honey?
Yeah, honey.
Smash.
Okay, so let's do honey as in like the food, but also someone calling you honey.
Okay, so honey is in the food, smash. Honey is in somebody calling me honey. It depends on who's doing it. Because if it's a strange man, pass.
Yeah.
If it's an elderly woman, smash.
I don't know. I don't like the idea of anyone calling me honey. It just seems degrading to me.
It really depends on tone, but I've never had an elderly lady call me honey in a derogatory tone. I've only had elderly women call me honey in the most loving and supportive way possible. And honestly, that's what I live for. There is nothing. There is nothing.
She's grasping her table.
Nothing in the world as amazing as an elderly Black woman calling you baby. I don't care who you are. That is chef's kiss. Ultimate top tier affection. Top tier.
I've never experienced that, I don't think.
Wow. Then your life is tragic. Because I'm telling you, chef's kiss.
Well, I have to take a shower and get ready to go to the HRC dinner although my back is hurting me, and it's like, I don't know that I want to go because my back hurts.
Well, see how you feel after you start moving around.
You say that like I've just been sitting around, laying around, doing nothing all day.
It's a Saturday. It's your day off. So I wouldn't be expecting you to be up and about and doing all the things.
I have been moving some stuff around, but I was just like laying in bed on TikTok for most of the morning.
So I'm sure that you'll feel fine once you actually start moving around.
Such is the life of an old person. Well, do you have anything fun planned for this weekend?
It's just me and the Bobercino this weekend. We're hanging out. One of my friends I met with her this morning because she is leaving to move to Tennessee. So she was leaving today. So we met up for some coffee before she went.
Why Tennessee? I mean, you're already in Texas, so Tennessee makes like it makes sense. It's like a crazy right wing.
Well, she's not moving there because it's right wing. She's moving there because like that's where she grew up. So she's basically just going home. But that's not her end goal. That's not where she wants to live forever. That's just where she's going for now.
My mother just moved back to Tennessee.
Really? Or
she said she was. I don't know if she did. She said she was on like February 26th or something like that. Close to the end of February, she was moving back to Tennessee, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know.
Good for her?
Sure.
Sure. But other than that, no. I'm just downloading all my pictures from Facebook. And, you know, deleting them off of there and finishing closing everything down. Every time I say that, in my head, I hear closing time by Semisonic, I think is the name of the group.
I don't know. I know the song. Don't know the group.
Fair. Valid.
Well,
what about you, other than the HRC dinner, anything else exciting going on?
Not really. So I have to drive to Boston for that because it's in Boston. So I'll probably, if I do go, I'll end up leaving around like 3:30-ish because it starts at 5. And then I need to find parking. And apparently parking is like $30 to $40 around there.
Ew.
Boston parking is crazy, yeah. but other than that, not really. I think Ryan and I will probably find something to do for dinner or for lunch tomorrow. I don't know what Ryan's going to do for dinner because I'm having dinner at this thing, so.
Right.
Huh. All right. But no, I mean, we'll probably go get lunch somewhere tomorrow like we usually do every Monday or every Sunday. Yep. Oh, I do need to pay my rent, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah, I got to pay rent, too. The first snuck up on me.
Yeah. This February went by fast.
February went so fast. I don't even understand. But I also feel like this year in general has gone super fast.
I don't know. January went by really slow.
I feel like there were a couple of draggy bits in January for me, but otherwise it was nonstop.
They called me in high school draggy bits.
Oh my god, that is not what they called you in high school.
No, you're right. They called me faggot in high school.
It's okay. They called me dyke in high school.
I mean,
they weren't really wrong.
No, but it was in a derogatory way, which shouldn't really be a thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, and you want to call it a podcast, and I'm going to go get in the shower and get ready for my
dinner.
Glamorous dinner where I bought a suit for. Did I tell you I bought a suit?
No, you said you weren't going to buy a suit.
I did, but I think I'm going to return it because the suit jacket is way too big. And so you're
for the one event. And
yeah. And the shirt that I got, I am going to return anyway because, and I'm not even going to wear it because the sleeves were too short. Like they were, it, like worse than this, like
not that y'all can see what he's showing
right it now. Was like three quarter length sleeves.
Ew.
on a shirt that's supposed to be like full length sleeves, so I'm definitely returning it because it was like $60 for the shirt and I'm not spending $60 on a shirt that I'm never going to wear.
Exactly. That's stupid.
Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media, although our social media standing is kind of not really a thing. But our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, which at the top now is a section where if you have something, you can just put in your email and send it to us. If there's something, blah, 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 or you can send us a call or leave us a, you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. I hope you have a great weekend, weekend. This will be coming out on a Monday. Sarah, enjoy your weekend.
You too.
I felt like that took way too long. All right. Bye, everybody.